You're listening to the Apple Viz Podcast.
Hello, my name is Thomas Donville. I also go by the name of Anonymous. In this podcast, I'm going to show you how to add Apple Music subscription to your Amazon Echo device. This allows you to use your Echo device to listen to your Apple Music that you have subscribed to. And if you're like myself, I don't have Amazon Music or subscribe to Spotify. So this is a nice new feature that Amazon and Apple have gotten together to allow us to use this ability now on our Echo devices. So let's go through the steps of how to add your Apple Music to your Amazon Echo. You'll have to go to your app called Amazon Alexa.
Amazon Alexa.
Go ahead and do a double tap and open this app.
Amazon Alexa. Selected.
Now at the top left, we should have a menu button.
Menu button.
Once you find that menu button, go ahead and do a double tap.
Add device button.
And at the bottom of this page should be a settings.
Settings button.
Go ahead and double tap this.
Settings menu button.
And now we're going to swipe to the right until we get to music.
Music.
And do a one finger double tap.
Music. Music. iHeartRadio.
I'm going to go to the top here.
Back button.
We're going to swipe to the right until we get to the button called Link New Services.
Link New Service button.
Once you find this button, what you want to do is do a one-finger double tap on that. And then you're going to swipe to the right until you get to Apple Music. Double tap that. And then I want you to swipe until you get to the part where you see you can enable it. Go ahead and do a one-finger double tap to enable it. Once you have enabled this feature, we'll go back to this page. And I'm going to swipe to the right until you get to Apple Music.
Apple Music.
Once you have that, double tap that. Now you may be required to put in your Apple ID and password. Go ahead and do those. And once you've entered those, your identification, you can come back to this anytime to disable that. Now let me show you what you can do in this and how to disable that if you want to do that. Do a one finger double tap on this.
Apple Music, back button.
And I'm going to swipe to the right until we get to the disable function button.
Detail_disable_button.
And then from here, if you want to log out or get rid of this, you do a one-finger double tap on this.
Disabling this skill will unlink your account.
There are also a couple of suggestions you can use down below here as you go to the right.
Start by saying, Alexa, play music by Bebe Rexha on Apple Music. Alexa, play today's hits on Apple Music. Alexa, play Beats 1 Radio on Apple Music.
Those are the many various things you can do. I'm going to make one more change. This is probably a big one in case you want to implement this. Obviously, we want Apple Music to be our default music for our Amazon Echo. Now, to do this, you'll have to get out of this. So we'll go to the top left.
Back button.
Double tap on back.
Music. Music. Back button.
And then we're going to swipe to the right until we get to the account settings.
Account settings.
Okay, here we are. Swipe one more to the right.
Tap to change default services settings. Link.
All right, so this is a link. This is how we set a default music subscription. So in this case, I'm going to do a one-finger double tap.
Default services. Amazon Music.
I'm going to go to the top here.
Back button.
Now I'm going to swipe to the right, so you'll hear the following items.
Default services. Heading. Alexa will use your default service when asked to play music. Default music library.
And we're going to swipe to the right until we get to Apple Music.
Apple Music.
Once you hear, do a one-finger double tap.
Apple Music selected.
And now that is set to your default. So anytime you ask Alexa for a music, it will use Apple Music by default instead of using the whatever subscription you have chosen before. If you didn't have one, it'll go straight back to Amazon Music. So that way, when you ask for a particular music, it'll always pull from Apple Music instead. And now that we have that set up, let's head on over to our Amazon Echo device. In this case, I have an Echo Dot. All right, so let's go ahead and implement our first command, see if it works. Alexa, play Counting Stars by One Republic.
Counting Stars by One Republic from Apple Music.
Okay, so that works. Let's stop it. Alexa, stop. As you could hear or heard, you just for yourself, it said it was playing this and this on Apple Music, so it was very specific where it was pulling the music from, so that I just specifically asked for a song. Let's try an artist. Let's just use my son as an example. Alexa, play Riley the Musician.
Riley the Musician from Apple Music.
Okay, so we got that going. Alexa, stop. So those are two examples. And you can also play playlists. Yes, so if you have specific playlists that you developed or whatever, I have quite a few essentials that I put into my playlist library. For example, let's use this. Alexa, play the Eagles Essential playlist.
Eagles Essentials from Apple Music.
There we go. So it does play playlist. Alexa, stop. If at any time it doesn't say Apple Music, if it doesn't find something or didn't hear you right, it will default back all the way down to the Amazon Music. So if you don't hear the Apple Music part, you can always say play something from Apple Music in specific. So you can basically say this, for example, Alexa, play Living on the Prayers by Bon Jovi on Apple Music.
Living on a Prayer by Bon Jovi from Apple Music.
All right, so it's not playing the song, and I was specific, so I'll stop you here. Alexa, stop. So those are the different examples, so you can ask her in those things, or you can ask her specifically what you want to play from. In this case, is Apple Music. Now, there are three things I want to let you know, and that is, number one, you do have to have an Apple Music subscription. So in order to use this or use this feature, you will have to have a subscription to Apple Music. Number two, this, at the time of this podcast, is that this is only going to work on the actual Amazon Echo devices. Any third-party devices such as the Sonos or smart TVs that use the Alexa will not be able to work at this time. Very soon, hopefully, Amazon has said they will make sure that all third-party devices will work for Apple Music. Lastly, and a big note, is that this is not available to all countries at this time of the podcast. So hopefully, at some point when Amazon decided to allow Apple Music all across the platform, all around the world, that will be soon to be coming. Well, that is going to do to how to add Apple Music to your Amazon Echo device. My name is Thomas Donville. I also go by the name of Anonymous. Until next time, bye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of Apple Viz. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.